Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, here with Summering live in the studio. Take it away, boys.
Changing pedals over, if you're wondering. Yeah, we're summary. we're playing in the rickshaw tomorrow night with Soons and that other band. I don't know if I can say the word. For Levitation, it should be fun. And the next day, we're playing another show if you want to come up. At 3-3 Clark. 3-3-3 Clark. Okay, sorry about that. This is another song.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Summering playing live in the studio. I really enjoyed that, and I hope you guys did too. Stay tuned to hear me sit down with them briefly, and we're going to do the talking thing that people call an interview. So I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you guys are as well. That'll be happening in a few minutes. So thanks for listening to The Spice of Life on CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Jay Arner, Energy Slime featuring Jay Arner, DJ Duncan McHugh spinning some Jay Arner, and a bunch of other bands that Jay Arner may or may not have anything to do with.
Finally, we elf folk are free of elven labor and the frozen pallor of winter dawn. This has been an amazing elfcation with Discorder Magazine. Vitorin, Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountains reunion in France. Montreal-based Arbutus Records. And Jay Arner, our king!
Red wine every day.
All this and more in Discorder. Available around town at cafes, venues, record stores, and online at discorder.ca. Special thanks to this month's advertisers: Vinyl Records, The Rickshaw, Zipcar, The Astoria, Bomber Brewing, Don't Argue Pizza, Levitation Fest and Tambor, Live Van, Mint Records, Pressing Matters, and The Rio Theater. Discorder, get yours now!
Just frozen to the ground, lying there with open flares and hundreds of harmless curses, darling. And I have been here with your knees, a dreamer. Close talkers. Oh, won't you tell me about your father? How's he doing? How's he feeling? There's no need for you to bother.
And we're back. And I am sitting in the studio right now with Summering. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Starting with Ryan.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
That was short. I'm Paul.
Matt.
Muhammad.
Justin.
We're Summering.
you guys are. So that was a cool set. I recognized some of those songs from Catalano last year, but did I recognize all of them? Or is some of them new?
Yeah, like two of them are new.
Okay.
And then some of the other ones have kind of been like revisioned or reorganized.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my first question then for you guys is what's planned? What's going on? You guys have some shows coming up, right?
Yeah, we generally don't really have any plans. Yeah, we're playing Levitation tomorrow night, and I think we go on around like 10:30. And then we're also playing like a show at 333 Clark the next night with Crosses from Toronto. They're really great. You should check them out.
And Coban.
Oh yeah, and Coban as well. Obviously, it should be fun. It's after hours, so I think it will be kind of starting after all the Levitation stuff, so it won't conflict. But yeah, and then I don't know. We're just hanging out. We don't really have any plans. We kind of want to record some new stuff. Obviously, we're working on
cool.
new songs and stuff. You know, that's kind of like the way it goes, right?
Cool. Yeah, yeah. I accidentally went to a show at 333 once. I mean, I was going there on purpose, but I didn't realize that it was like a punk venue. So it kind of took me off guard. That place is really hard to find, eh? Like, they don't have a website or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of like the DIY style is not. I don't know.
I think it's just a means for it to last
for
as long
it to
as
exist,
it can.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably want to fly under the radar, so maybe we don't want to talk about where it is too much.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and the great thing is
555 Gravely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a cool venue. So you guys will have you played there before?
It's a first time.
It's a first for us. Yeah.
Have you been there before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's wicked.
Yeah. Shout out to Chris. He's a good promoter. Good dude.
Are you promoting a promoter? don't they just promote themselves?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Well, they usually promote.
They don't
the bands
get, they don't
that they're
get,
throwing shows.
They
for.
Don't get the
acknowledgments.
That,
yeah, I guess
you know.
So.
Do you think a promoter would need to hire a promoting agency, or would they just like
no,
get like a?
I actually think most promoters here don't really promote any other fucking shows. Oops.
Whoa, beef. Leave
kidding.
It. Off the song.
I just kidding.
There we go.
Yeah.
No,
Muhammad does not speak for the rest of the band. Just
no.
FYI.
Yeah.
Muhammad is also not used to speaking on the radio.
That's right. Because my dad's a scene dude, so.
Shout out to Muhammad's dad. I hope he fills your mouth with a bar of soap.
Yes.
So you have new shows coming up. You're planning on recording. So that's kind of where you're going. My other question is, where have you come from? I mean, those are the two important things.
Like,
where did you guys start as a band?
We're just friends. I think we had some songs. And we turned them into band songs.
Yeah, me and Paul grew up like west of Red Deer, Alberta, which is very beautiful and very challenging place to be from. I met Matt in Edmonton. I must have been, I don't know, 22, 23, something like that.
About 10 years ago?
Yeah. And then I met Muhammad in Calgary 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
We go back.
Yeah, we all kind of go back.
Oh,
let me just count this guy.
Yeah, I don't know who this drummer dude is.
Yeah.
It's like
staggered out of the woods one day, and you're like,
he's actually from the coast.
Oh.
Yeah.
None of us are originally.
Whereabouts are you from?
Surrey.
Oh, that's nice. I'm an island boy from Victoria. Yeah.
Victoria is nice.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah,
I love it.
I think it's haunted.
You can actually go on a ghost tour downtown. Like you pay like a tour guide and they take you on a ghost tour. And I did it in high school and it is just the weirdest stuff, man. Like Okay, so how do you guys feel about ghosts?
Well, that's a hot topic, actually.
I'm for them.
Wait, you're pro ghost?
Pro-ghost.
Personally, they give me the heebie-jeebies. But I think otherwise, it's just kind of, I don't believe in ghosts.
So they're, you're afraid of them, but you don't believe in them.
Yeah.
I like hearing ghost stories.
Okay.
Yeah, like really good ghost stories, like can like kind of perk everyone up and like everyone shuts up and listens to them and stuff.
Pretty good.
If it's
movies.
Good.
Ghost, yeah. Ghost horror movies?
If it's like believable.
Yeah, Ghost, that movie Ghost.
Ghost ship.
Horror yeah. story.
I like the band Ghost. You guys know them? they're like, it's like old metal but new.
Yeah.
It's wild.
That's some pretty funny stuff.
Yeah. Do you guys have any ghost stories? Have you ever experienced any ghosts? We're going off the rails here, but
actually, Ryan has some true life experiences.
It's actually, I can't remember what you're talking about. That's weird. Justin does, though. Yeah.
That's not true.
We're just passing the buck around?
I can't talk about it. It's private ghost stories.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
In that case, then, do you guys want to do your shout-outs to the people that you wanted to shout-out to?
Yeah. Because
you're on the radio, and that's fun.
Apparently not. I forgot.
Shout out to Mohammed's dad
and
his mom if they're listening. That's cool.
Yeah,
and my mom as well. I hope the potatoes were good.
Shout out to my mom. She just broke her ankle. She just got out of surgery.
Oh.
She's mending. I feel really bad. I want to go back to Alberta and help her, but
you should try.
It's too far.
It is. It's that's far.
Yeah.
How come this is the first time I heard about this?
Didn't I tell you guys?
No, you told me.
Yeah. I thought I told you guys at jam the other night.
Oh.
No one listens to me.
It's because you talk so quietly.
I get pretty sucked into Candy Crush when you're talking.
So are you shouting
yeah,
at
he's
Candy
got,
Crush
he's got,
right now?
Yeah, these guys got a mad Candy Crush addiction.
I've never played,
Have you played
it. Is it like Bejeweled?
Yeah, pretty much exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And
but you crush the candies, and then if you get four in a row...
This is where submarine's going.
You get like a line.
We've stopped writing songs. We're just playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Did you have a Candy Crush inspired album?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So what happens when you win? So if you get like four in a row, do you get a life?
Oh, no.
Or how does that work?
Basically, you have nothing really lives. Just kidding. It's rigged. The game's rigged. It's not a real game. It's an inside job. There's an inside job on that game. For real. It's made for you to like constantly want to put in dough and money. And it's pretty abusive as a game, a video game. But we love it.
But there's really no ending to it, is there? Like
I think there's an ending.
Do the levels just keep...
Mike beats you.
It's like a...
Cupcake Carl.
That's the ending.
Wait, tell them about your Deco company.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Do you have a Deco company?
I'm thinking about it.
That's cool. That's cool.
That's
yeah,
couple.
Like let's...
Jeez, I don't want to...
You know, patent pending.
Jump the gun.
Okay,
know?
Yeah. Keep. Wait,
it's
you'll
still,
know when they hit
still,
the bunkers.
Yeah. When
yeah,
they're on the back of our tour.
What's it
band.
Called, though? Shout out to it.
Dumpies. Dumpies decals. Get them while they're hot. Sometime soon.
What prompted that? Where did you just decide one day?
Me and a buddy. How did it come about?
It was basically just. About a quick easy scheme to make money.
Yeah.
And so you would just make cheap bumper stickers that are kind of
Jesus. Now it's out in the ether and someone's going to steal the idea.
Well, other
I'm
people
such a procrastinator.
You're not the first person that's ever made bumper stickers.
Yeah.
like that's not the new idea.
Okay.
But
yeah,
sticker
you're right.
Thing. I think
that's
kinda,
all the good ideas. So
they're kind of crass bumper stickers a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit against the norm.
Counterculture.
Like
yeah, I'm counterculture.
It's all of a sudden sounding
like
a really
fight the
bad
power.
Idea.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's anarchy through bumper stickers.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lots of circle A's.
Yeah. Well, now that we've gone into this conversation hole, let's talk a bit more about the music. So, what's the new songwriting process for you? How does that work?
It's kind of. Yeah, it's
Candy Crush.
You're still trying
crush.
To figure that out.
The first batch of songs were kind of like songs that I had kicking around from a while ago. You know, it's like songs that you just you have time to work on. Now it feels like we have to write songs. So am I too far? I don't know. It
sounds, I'm watching your levels.
Yeah, yeah. Ben's got all wrapped up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're essentially trying to just kind of collectively write, and it's fun. I don't
usually
know.
For the most part, I feel like for a lot of way we progress is like Paul just comes with a small idea or vocal melody or a riff or like
even just a riff,
just even sometimes like a few chords, and then we kind of just let it sit around a little bit in practice forever until we kind of write a song. But they're always kind of feeling like
they're always kind of evolving or whatever. Like, I mean, those two new songs that we did now, like when we first kind of were playing those, they were a bit different.
Still kind of changing.
I don't know.
Well, I think that's really cool. Like, I'm always skeptical of bands that come up with a song and do it one take and then are happy with it, because it's like there's always more that you can do, and it's like a very dynamic thing.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, everyone has their own kind of way of doing it, and there's no right way of doing it.
Sure.
But it is, there is.
But I do like the idea of like a song being captured in a moment, like a live recording or something, and it's like, oh, that's imprinted into whatever.
Yeah.
MP3 or digital. But,
yeah.
But capturing it, I don't know, it's like a song. Like, I mean, you might play the death out of a song and then try and go into a studio and record it, and it doesn't come out or whatever. But.
Playing with a group of people too, they tend to evolve.
Change.
Yeah, it's not. It's nice that we don't really like solidify them ever until we're like, okay, yeah, let's record this, and then even like the older songs that we're doing tonight, or a little while ago, they were they're totally different than the way we did it on the record.
That's cool.
Which is kind of fun. It's just, I don't know. You know,
makes playing them more interesting, I guess, when you're playing them again.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. For sure. But yeah, the songwriting process is pretty. Pretty chill, obviously. We're chill dudes. We're not really like beating our heads up against the wall trying to.
You guys seem like chill dudes. That's absolutely. What's the word on that Pope song? Can we actually get that going?
Which, sure.
Apparently, the Pope wrote a song.
Well, the Pope released an album actually last year. He released an album of songs. He collaborated with a bunch of Italian musicians. And what's astonishing about it is that it's not bad. Like, it's not good, but it's really not bad.
It's not as bad as you would expect.
Is this a slight bias because of your Catholic upbringing?
I didn't grow up Catholic. So
I did.
Paul did. So full disclosure here.
Okay.
But Paul's a Catholic.
But I don't think I would have looked at it any differently if I wasn't.
Okay.
How does it compare to, like, Bernie Sanders' album?
Oh, yeah, I haven't even heard that.
It's really not worthwhile. It's just him talking over a music.
Well, that's essentially you might be disappointed.
No. That's the Pope's album is that, like, it'll be.
But it's like popey.
It's popey, but it's got like these sort of cheese rock leads over it, like guitar leads over it, and then the Pope like and then the Pope starts talking. He goes, wake up. Then he starts talking about.
We don't even need to listen to it because we've just heard it.
Yeah.
Do you have it queued up?
Well, I don't know what it's called, but I have the power.
I'd rather you try your own version than listen to the Pope version.
Let's hear. I like where this is going, so let's hear that first, and then we'll compare it.
I feel like the anticipation is killing people. If anyone is listening, they're probably
hear it. Hey, my mom's listening.
Your mom's listening too?
My mom's listening too. Hey, mom.
Yeah.
Although she already said hi.
Shout out to everyone's moms. Yeah, it's.
I don't think my mom's listening. No, I think she's in the hospital.
Oh wow!
She broke her ankle. We already covered it. Yeah.
They don't get CITR in hospitals in Alberta.
Yeah, I don't think. Anyways, maybe she does. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be funny because you think that'd be like the most opportunistic moment to like listen. And
don't her really have much else going on.
I think she's,
like,
I think she's pretty heavily medicated though. Like she.
Okay.
Yeah, so she might be kind of out of it. She's doing the whole like what is it the dreaming. Advertisement thing?
Oh, yeah, dream advertisements. It's coming.
Coming soon. By Dumpy's decals.
Dumpy's decals and dream advertising.
Which also that reminds me. So if your mom wants to listen to it, all these things get podcasted. So I will pass it your way. But if anyone is out there listening right now and they were like, man, I would really like to hear that set again, it's available on the CITR website. So,
cool. It was captured.
That can be. Yeah, it was captured for a moment, cool. that moment that we had. Will I find it just by searching Pope music?
Yeah.
Pope Francis's prog rock single titled Wake Up, Go, Go, Go.
Yeah.
Is this real life is my first question.
100%.
It has 161,000 views. What are our thoughts on that? Is that not is that not enough or is that too much?
Is that the is that the YouTube?
This is.
Do you think he plays on stage with like a glass casing?
I bet the Pope breaks the guitar when he's done.
It's probably chicken wire.
He feels like the kind of guy.
Cut you soon.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, so this is this will be Pope Francis playing
Wake Up.
It's called Wake Up, Go, Go, Go Forward.
Discover new music, CITR.
Yeah.
Wake up. This Lord speaks of a responsibility which the Lord gives you. It is the duty to be vigilant, not to allow the pressures, the temptations, and the sins of the ourselves or others to dull our sensibility to the beauty of holiness, to the joy of the gospel. Today, responsorial psalm invites us constantly to be glad and sing for joy. No one who sleeps can sing, dance, or rejoice. It's no good when I see a gym people who sleep. No, wake up, go ahead. Dear young people, God, our God, has blessed us. From him we have received mercy. Assured of God's love, go out to the world, so that by mercy shown to you, they, your friends, co-workers, neighbors, countrymen, everyone of this great continent may now receive the mercy of God. It is by his mercy that we are saved. Asian youth, wake up!
Ego sum resurrezio et vita.
And that was Pope Francis's prog rock single called Wake Up, Go, Go Forward. Thanks for that recommendation, guys. That was weird. It was pretty good, though. I mean, like,
we just want to go on tour with him. I think that would be great. Yeah. Opening up for the Pope.
He's probably got a great ride.
You'd be.
That's
you'd
us trying to just, like, yeah.
You'd be the Popening band.
The Pope.
Whoa!
Ooh, puns. My girlfriend loves puns.
Well, the,
nice. That was a good one.
The whole show is a pun because no. It is for real because it's called The Spice of Life, and my name is Ben Life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so it's like
yeah.
Variety is the spice of life, and it's also.
That's right. It's very cool.
Yeah. One of my favorite ways to spend time is explaining jokes.
Yeah.
I think it really adds value to the joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It always enhances.
Are you
the
playing
funny.
Candy Crush right now?
No,
right?
No. I'm looking for something that's applicable to the music.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
that's cool. Also what he would say if he were playing Candy Crush. Yeah.
You've heard that before.
question for you all. So you all have beards, and most of you have long hair. So do you have any, like, long hair tips for me? I can't grow a beard, so I have no questions for either of you. But
just don't cut it.
Don't. Yeah, but I mean, like style stuff, or like, do you condition?
Oh, I put mine in a French braid.
This dude's the hair man. Talk to him, mom.
You do. You have a bit of Fabio flow going on.
And the beard man too. No, I'm kidding.
You are. Not.
You get.
He's always giving you me advice. Trimming advice.
I'm giving him trimming advice.
It's more sort of like critique, constructive criticism.
Does he just show up and is like, your beard's bad?
I can't stop growing hair, and so I have to just deal with it and
okay.
I try to do it well. And if I If I screw around, I'm going to look like an idiot.
Do you have back hair?
I have back hair.
Nice. Do you have shoulder hair?
I actually trimmed it recently when I went to the beach.
Wait, at the beach?
At the beach.
Yeah.
In front of people?
No, I didn't do it at the beach. But
around them, yeah.
What about waxing?
We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I know.
We drove by
a place that was advertising. What was it? Boyzillion? Boyzillion waxing. Anyways.
Good team building. That's where we're going after this.
Man.
Get ready for summer.
And this guy, worried that he said it would hurt.
I think it would hurt.
I'm just like.
I've never waxed anything in my life. As if that wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Yeah.
Oh. It doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt.
Okay.
And I'm a hairy guy.
I'll take your word for it.
So there we go.
I have no need to wax anything, actually. I got my third chest hair this year. That was really exciting.
Yeah,
there's two more than that.
Yeah.
One.
Do you have one? The thing is,
you have to see it.
For those of you that don't know, he's pulling it out right now.
I really only have one.
There it is.
Oh, okay, we're coming to play. We're coming.
Oh,
this is nice.
Those two right there.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Those are looking good.
That's nice, though.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I complain about it, and then my friends that are, like, covered in hair, like, when they get, like, the chest hair that connects to the carpet hair.
Right,
the toes?
Yeah, they just, they're like, man, you're so lucky. Like, why are you complaining about it? It's like, well, I can't wear V-necks. It sucks. Like, do you wear V-necks?
Just start swimming.
Some people shave.
No, not intentionally.
I just feel like you need to have chest hair to wear V-necks.
Or like a tank top or something like that. I don't know. You just gotta wear whatever you want. Okay. I mean, I think about it though.
V-necks are dumb.
I'm like, should I shave my
shirt? Well, not a deep V.
You don't like V-necks?
Nah, I hate V-necks.
What about the bigger necks? I've seen a lot of those happening lately. It's like an extra large neck and the t-shirt's like normal.
That's
size.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Why not?
I guess.
That's not okay. Take it back.
V-neck is dumb.
V-necks out. Big extra large. Oh shit.
What about other letter of necks? Like a B-neck or like B-neck. A Q-neck?
I've been rocking a turtleneck.
I feel like turtlenecks are going to come back because they just look so nice.
The tuck, too. You got to tuck it in.
Why?
Because it looks dumb. No kidding. I just imagine this Killing Joke video, Love Like Blood. Bassist is wearing that turtleneck. The wind is blowing. His hair is flowing in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cool. He's cool. I want to emulate his coolness.
So, Mohammed, you're dressed all in black.
No.
And you were dressed all in black at Catalano too. So the two times that I've met you, you've been wearing all in black.
Yeah.
So my question for you is,
I don't change my clothes.
Yeah, so do you just have one set or do you have different sets?
I just have one set.
Of black clothes?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're actually tattooed on.
They're just spray paint? It's like really realistic spray paint?
Yeah. Ryan, did you find that song?
No.
Is there anything else you guys want to hear? Any other, like,
actually,
can we listen to that
stuff?
Killing Joke song?
Yeah, Love Like Blood, just Killing Joke. Since we're talking about this sexy turtleneck, full screen it too. I like your monitor, by the way.
Thanks, it's not mine.
That's the one.
Wait, sideways.
This is Killing Joke playing the song Love Like Blood on CITR.
Let's live a faith in sin.
That was Killing Joke playing the song Love Like Blood. And I don't know if you guys could hear the turtleneck, but I definitely could. We were discussing your what genre you guys thought you were before the break. As an artist, is that question, like, is that, like, insulting or...
I'm not insulted by it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are.
Some people just kind of get up in arms, like, when you try and, like, label music. Because it's hard, but it's just, like, for classification, I guess.
It's one of those things that people tend to really identify with. Mm. You know, like, I'm into this and I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could speak for all of us, we don't really, like... We all have, like, a really broad kind of musical sensibility, I guess. Like, we're all into, like, very broad kind of spectrum of things.
What's the weirdest stuff that you guys like? What do you consider as, like very weird for your tastes?
That's a tough one. I'll talk about how Justin is into, like, Balinese gamelan. And he's gonna
interesting.
It's not that it's weird.
Yeah, it's just different.
It's not like
weird. Oh, good weird. Yeah, like, yeah. I like,
I
like
the
glitch
weirdest
hop.
Thing was, like, we were on a tour on the island, and, like, who did we meet? What's his name? John?
Mark.
Or Mark. Remember?
Mark?
We played with Nothing
on Gabriola.
Yeah. And that night was
Mark
just, like, an introduction.
Mark, the hive on Gabriola. If you're ever on Gabriola. Yeah. Anyway.
But that introduction to, like, Gamelan, like, Balinese, like, it was so intense, like, after, like, a night of kind of, like, hanging out and being super tired, and then all of a sudden just, like, getting into, like, this really intense, like, gamelan music. It was pretty rad. I don't know.
I'll just say the only thing
you should probably play a track.
The only thing is that some of the best, most intelligent people today are working in Bali. True.
There you go.
You heard it here first.
And Justin, he holds a lot of authority on the subject, to be honest.
I hold no authority. I'm just some guy.
Yeah. Muhammad's got a penchant for happy hardcore.
Yeah, that's true. What about that?
Happy hardcore.
Freeform and Gabber. Okay, that's what we're doing. Okay.
He could talk about this for an hour. Don't let him.
What is happy hardcore? Is it like
it's beautiful?
But the crazy thing about it, yeah, you sold it on us because, like, we all bring our, like, laptops and stuff, and, like, after we listened to that, I was, like, actually trying to make happy hardcore on Ableton. I'm just like, wow, that is, like, actually.
Shout
really
out to my
cool.
brother for making happy hardcore since, like, early 90s on, like, weird tracker programs. And
damn.
But who is the band that you were showing us, or the group that you were showing
Charlie
us?
Charlie Low Noise and Mental Theo, or was it Tokyo Ghetto Pussy?
That one. Yeah. That one.
That
really
sounds like a Lollicore band. You guys ever heard Lollicore?
Oh.
Nope.
It's like aggressive Japanese dubstep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kind of probably has some crabcore aspect to it.
I don't know what that is, but that sounds alarming.
Crabcore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a coined term for that earlier Attack video, which was influencing dubstep and, like, trance in metal. Musician himself chugging along looking like a crab, so they called it crabcore as a joke. It was a meme.
Huh. Man, you know a lot about music. That's cool.
I know a lot about internet memes.
Okay. Okay, the truth comes out. Yeah. That's much less impressive.
Yeah. but that's not completely... I think it's like we all try to write music a lot, and I feel like that's where more of our weird expression and listening to all this strange stuff is, when we're kind of making stuff and making loops and losing ourselves in the jam space. I know you go there a bunch, so it's more of like... I don't know.
I think right now for Submarine is like we're producing something that's vaguely around post rock, because that's just what's happening. It's not to say that we'll always sound better if we continue making music. I think as long as, like, I don't know, I'm such like a huge, like, it's just like I need the music to feel in order to play it. Maybe.
Yeah.
So it's like if we continue, I don't know. That's the most important thing.
How do you forge that connection with your own music? Like, is it just there when you make it, or is it sometimes not there and you have to abandon it? How does it work?
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, you can start writing a song and it just doesn't go anywhere. Or, like, bring ideas and it's just like, no. Or it's like, yay, nay. I don't know. It's like you know it. You feel it. I don't know. I mean, if you're sitting there writing a song and it's, like, clicking and it's, like, feeling good and you're kind of in the moment and you're not you're not being critical about it, at least for me,
that's
kind of
just trust
feel. Yeah, you just trust it, and you're just like, okay, yeah, sure. The song feels sort of purpose, and deserves to be a song.
when you say purpose, what do you mean by that? Like, what is the purpose of the music?
I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't really tell you. I mean,
that's a super hard question.
I mean the most basic kind of foundation would just be connection between mm-hmm. another person.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the idea of art in general.
I think that's kind
of it feels like we live in a time where it's very like there's a lot of stuff just thrown out into
like ads in your dreams and
there's so much art, everyone thing, and a mm-hmm. lot of it kind of just goes under the radar in a sense, but it's still someone's going to, there's always going to be an audience for everything.
And I think that's kind of the point, like, too, like, about what is the purpose of it? Is this worth making, I guess is the idea of, like, is this worth adding to the conversation that everyone's having
mm-hmm.
when we've challenged ourselves enough and we feel like it deserves to exist as this artifact for whatever reason and mm-hmm. how everyone wants to use it. And, like, that's why it's good that everyone gets to create and output, and then it just exists and it's there for, I don't know.
So you making?
I kind of had this idea. Have you ever heard of that record label, Light in the Attic?
Oh yeah.
They kind of like, they go back through and find like hidden gems that were from like the 60s or 70s that mm-hmm. kind of just didn't really get there. But they're really good records in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like so much stuff is being created right now that like our minds and our capabilities just can't absorb all of it. And there's probably so many great records being made that no one has any idea about. But I feel, because it's just like that, it's mm-hmm. too much data. Your brain can't like mm-hmm. comprehend it. I feel like when we become robots, we'll go back to this time and mm-hmm. we'll start picking all these like crazy gems.
But I mean, like, I
pool of crazy,
we're lucky like to live in the world the way it is now, because I think that in a world of overstimulation, you can choose what stimulation you want to engage in. Whereas like before, there would be the music that was coming through that old radio box, and
that's
that was
true.
It.
That's
like,
true.
I mean, you'd be stuck with it. You couldn't hear the stuff going on in Bali.
I don't know. I didn't live back then, and I mean, it seemed like when we all listened to music from back then, it seems like it was just really good music. Like a lot of it was just
genuine. I'm sure the music community
like,
there existed too. Similarly,
I'm sure there was
now too. But as far as like people setting up things, and I think it's very community based. But I'm sure, like, I don't know. Music business and how it's changed over the generations
I'm
pretty.
Well, streaming changed the game.
Yeah, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that obviously as artists, everyone's trying to figure out a way to, for them, artists to, you know, exist, make money,
mm-hmm.
and how we, I guess, figure out ways to do that.
How do you monetize art? I mean, that's a challenge.
You don't.
But you have to if that's what you want to pursue, right? Because like
you can do other, you can work for other. I don't know.
Nice save.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Guaranteed income.
Woo!
That's what I.
You just get on welfare and then make music.
Oh, not welfare, no. Guaranteed income.
I think there's something new. I also think it's kind of like funny to say like we're just artists and we're just gonna make music. This needs to be my livelihood. That's how I need to make mm-hmm. money. And I think it's not that, and so.
I feel like society value on art, and society has chosen to stream and share music,
mm-hmm.
and that's great, and that's what is happening to music
mm-hmm.
after like the internet. There's a lot of art forms that are still very, very like financially like fine art. Like there's still a lot of money in like creating
mm-hmm.
if some investor or whatever.
Yeah,
anyways.
Ryan wants to say something.
I don't know how to say it.
Take a run at it.
Do you think I'm just talking?
Give it the old college try. Oh, I usually do that. I just kind of talk, and then my mouth sorts out what I'm saying. It's like my mouth.
Well, I think we're kind of just shooting the shit about
shooting the breeze.
Shooting the stuff.
I really don't think we've
I think
much
the thing about music, though, is it's like music is very accessible for a lot of people to make.
Yeah.
And the format in which it's delivered is very... It's very it's easy.
Music's easy.
it's not easy to connect to something.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's easy to get stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the value is like the value in it, I feel like, is very personal. It's very like it's not like something that you can just sell to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Painting,
values the community.
It's a community, right? The community supports it.
I think that's kind of also like when we're touring is kind of when it kind of puts things into perspective a lot of times for why I figure why we're making music or why we do any of this stuff. It's just because of the community and how small Canada feels when you start connecting cities, promoters, promoters who promote promoters. No. But like, and then that's what I've noticed like on the trip. It's kind of just like the whole point is not really to like, yeah, it's adding art into this conversation, but at the same time, it's reminding ourselves that there's a community here, and people use music as a resource to have a community, so we have to respect that. And it puts into light when you're touring, because you just really get to, you see all your buddies and you see all your friends, and all over the years. I think
music is really cool, and I like.
I
like the way that streaming music is right now, because there's this there's a band called Nail Salon, and it was like a couple kids in high school from Victoria who made an album in like 2009 and then dropped off the map. I found it on Bandcamp, and it like totally reminded me of a time in my life when I was like 16.
Yeah.
And so I listened to it, and it totally like resonates with all of the memories that I have of that time. And so here are these people that I've never met, that I've never seen, that their band doesn't even exist anymore, that really captured a feeling that I had. And that's, I think that's one of the coolest things about music, to hear that.
Yeah. A value on that.
Yeah.
You can sell to someone else.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of
totally
why I
different
like,
for
when I joined Submarine, when I first saw Paul, it was nostalgic, kind of listening to him. It kind of resonated with me like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's funny that you mentioned how the music correlates with memory and
feeling too, because I mean at the end of the day it's like it's an art form, and so it exists to make you feel a certain way, or maybe it doesn't. I don't know. Discuss.
Yeah.
Does music have to make you feel a certain way?
I mean, there's no specific way it should make you feel. I mean, you can feel like super harsh about it, but that's what it's like doing to you, and that's great. That's what it's supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
Or like
going to
super,
a noise show,
super like dissonance, or you know, I mean,
yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
It's like you go to a,
there is
cra-
sad music out
you
there.
Go
that's
to, like,
amazing.
A movie and you listen to the soundtrack, and it's so explicit in the way it's supposed to make you feel, like the scoring.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, whatever. Music's music.
I had a friend.
Either feels good.
Feels good. Do it even if you shouldn't. Right. What is that? Is that Canadian?
That's Sloan.
Sloan.
Yeah.
Feels good. Do it. Anyways.
Yeah, we still have, we got 9 minutes left, so you guys,
what about
do you
have a... Oh, yeah, can we put on Charlie Lonoy's Street Kids? Or do you want to do Tokyo
but
Get
we,
Up with
Happy,
Me?
We should, all, yeah. we should also yeah. do the...
Happy Hardcore, or if you guys are all in side project stuff, too, I mean,
stuff.
We could do...
Yeah.
No one cares about us.
Let's do Happy Hardcore.
I care about each and every one of you.
Let's do a little bit. Let's do a little bit of Happy Hardcore, and then a little bit of the...
Okay,
the gauntlet.
So it's a 3-minute Tokyo Ghetto Pussy, and it's called I Kiss Your Lips.
I kiss your lips.
Ooh, that's the jam.
Yeah. This got us through Saskatchewan, by the way.
It must be really powerful.
It is powerful.
I take pot shots at Saskatchewan all the time.
Search, the song is called...
Yeah.
My bad. I guess I already told you that.
Kiss my lips.
Kiss
your lips.
I take pot shots at Saskatchewan all the time.
Me too.
And I've never actually been. I've never been, and I'm sure it's lovely.
It's amazing. As like a weird West Coast kid who never drove across the country, we just did it, and it was so amazing. Like going from Calgary and then rolling across the prairies.
Especially or something. Or
yeah, it was magical.
Prairie sunset.
I adored it. It was great. So it gets a bad rap, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, all of Canada is so beautiful. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Tokyo Get Up Pussy playing the song I Kiss Your Lips on CITR, on the Spice of Life. Happy Hardcore.
私は今東京ゲットプッシーです。
That was Tokyo Get Up Pussy playing the song I Kiss Your Lips. And that was probably including the Pope song that we played, which, by the way, has more views than this, but it's close. It's close. Mm-hmm. So that's cool. I wonder if those two things have ever been played next to each other on the radio. Ever. Well, I mean, they have now.
Yeah. The joke was in between.
We could link that in. I feel like that's a weird enough addition to the mix.
That's right. That's pretty good.
I forgot about that.
Thanks so much for playing and for sitting down and talking to me.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. As always, the shows are podcasted on the CITR website. It'll be on there again. You guys have shows coming up tomorrow night and Saturday. Mm-hmm. At Levitation. What's the venue for Levitation?
Rickshaw.
And then 333 the following night. And so I'm sure you guys will have a blast. Those sound like a lot of fun. And we are going to get played off by some weird Bali music. Do you want to introduce it?
Yeah. This song is called the Jugal Bandi. It's by a guy named I Putukade Sukaryana,
nice.
Who's coming to Canada in September, probably. And he's also launching a record label with my friend John Adams. It's called In Situ Recordings. This is a piece called Jugal Bandi.
Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.